My name is John Billington. I'm the product manager of corporate products and services for Copyright Clearance Center. And I manage the corporate annual licensing side of the business. And I've also been involved in a number of licenses, new licenses for the corporate market, primarily around non-text works and also mobile licensing and some other projects. But the last 3 or 4 months, I've been working quite a bit on the text and data mining service that I'm going to share some details with you about. We don't actually have a name for it, so we're just calling it right now the CCC's Text and Data Mining Pilot Service. Very descriptive, but hopefully we can come up with a sexy name down the road. So the discussion's been great today. Thank you, and I'm hopeful that I get some more feedback here from the rights holders in the room about their needs and how they see potential solutions forming. I spend a lot of my time working in the corporate market and listening to the user side, so it's good to hear the rights holder side, and also to see the industry solutions that we could potentially partner with to work together. The other thing that's been great is the STM's task force work and Carlo's work on the model license, which we're actually using in our service as at least the core tenets of that to structure a license within our service, and I'll get into that a little bit. Primarily, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give not too much about CCC. I am going to assume most of you know who we are and what we do, but maybe not so. But I'll explain a little bit about our role in text and data mining. And I'll get into the specific use cases that we're targeting with the solution and talk about the researcher challenges that's come from the researchers that I've talked to who are interested in doing text and data mining projects, and get into kind of the detailed mechanics, the purpose of the pilot, how the service works. And one thing I'm not going to get into is the business model. The purpose of the pilot is to develop and figure out what the business model might be. We don't know yet, and we're hoping that's actually one of the goals of the pilot. We're hoping that we emerge with something that's usable, but right now we don't know the costs to run this. We don't know how the researchers are actually going to use it, how much kind of load. We're dealing with content, so we're trying to figure out a lot of the cost elements of the service as we go along. Just a bit about CCC. We're the RRO for the United States. As a lot of you know, we work with, I think, all the publishers in the room. But it is a dynamic organization. We have changed a lot over the years, and we've recently adopted this phrase of making copyright work. And we see ourselves, I think, more over the past year and kind of in the future as a solutions provider for rights holders, but also really a solutions provider for content, for corporate users, in that we've developed some new services around the management of content and not just the creation of licenses. And I think our role as an intermediary here is well suited for text and data mining because we are trusted by the rights holders and trusted by the content users to help them through their copyright challenges. And more we're getting more involved with content workflows. And our acquisition of PubGet has really enabled us to use and use some of their technology to get up to speed and develop a solution for the market in a faster way. And I'll talk a little bit about that. But that's especially around managing in an enterprise the holdings and subscriptions that a library might be subscribed to is helping us with this solution. As far as our specific activities in text and data mining, we've developed a pilot service that is really an access and retrieval system for getting the raw XML content from the publishers, and also a way for researchers to go to one place and get content from lots of different publishers. But our role is not to build a platform for the actual mining of the text. It's more a service on the front end of a research project where you can go and define the specific set of articles that you want to mine. So a researcher will come into the service and and set up a cast a wide net essentially around a topic area and pull back the content relevant to that. So for example, if they wanted to put in a query lung cancer, they would get back articles that match that term, and then they could further select and refine within that set content that they'd want to mine across. So our role is really this access and retrieval, and also the licensing layer. So we are doing some standardization of the licenses, where we're doing a license that's specific to commercial use. And this is because the last bullet here, the pilot's really focused on corporate use cases. We're not dealing with academic use cases at the moment, although we want to look at that when we get through the pilot. And really specifically getting into what the use cases that we're targeting here, we're looking at corporate R&D departments. Our research has focused on biopharmaceutical type uses of the scientific literature, where researchers are trying to mine it for discoveries, essentially, discoveries of new treatments. And all of our conversations have been with people who are within these computational bioinformatics groups. And we, like I said, we hope to, after we get through the pilot and developing a business model for these commercial uses, expand into other uses. I will say another corporate use case that we did discover in these conversations with users was around what Andrew talked about, actually, which is the kind of media monitoring use case, where you're a marketing person and you sell scientific instruments into a lab. You might want to know, let's say you sell microscopes, you might want to know which labs are using your microscopes or which ones are using your competitors' products. That's an interesting use case, and again, another commercial application where you could look across scientific literature and pull that information out. We're not addressing that at this time either, but it is something that we could potentially look at down the road. So these quotes up here are exact quotes from some of the researchers in these biopharmaceutical companies. The first one is really about the access to the XML and the challenges around that. Where the researchers said, up until now, it's been very challenging to extract full text from different publishers' content and convert it to a normalized format. And this speaks to the thing that we've been talking about around normalization. In our pilot, actually, we're not developing a standard for all the publishers' content. We're doing a little bit of normalization. We're putting it in the content that we're getting from publishers, and we're putting it into a wrapper. So there's some standardization of some basic metadata. But the full XML content that comes from the publishing house is provided as is. But this, we are solving this problem for the researchers, where they can get to the XML without having to extract from PDFs. So which is a problem that we've discussed earlier. The other problem, there's really nowhere for them to go other than to go to individual publishing houses directly. There's web scraping tools out there that let them grab PDFs, but then they have this extraction process. So the one-stop shop, again, that's come up is another area that we expect to provide value with our service. So this chart should look familiar. This is the intermediary slide again. And the service is set up essentially the way that CCC is set up, with the publishers on one side and the users on the other, and us doing some normalization in the middle. We're solving essentially with our pilot service, we're solving four primary problems. The first is creating this one-stop shop, so one place to go for multiple publishers. The second is providing the full-text XML from the publishers, so we're going to be taking in whatever XML content a publisher has, and providing that back out to the end users. The third piece is standardization of licenses. So we are going to be providing a license set of terms and conditions, again, modeled after the tenets of the STM PDR license, where you're getting the rights specifically to do text and data mining for research purposes, and you're really not getting rights beyond that. So republication of this content isn't going to be allowed under our license. And this is, the license terms are really another thing we're trying to work out in the pilot. But we invite, you know, I think once we get through the initial pilot, we'll be talking to more and more publishers about what's acceptable from a licensing standpoint. The fourth piece of it is access to subscribed and unsubscribed content, which is an interesting area. So if you're a researcher and you want to find everything related to lung cancer, you don't want to be limited necessarily by what your library has subscribed to. And so the way we're handling this is we're getting all the content in from each publisher, and we're allowing them to at least see that there may be some hits on articles that they haven't subscribed to, and then they can get the metadata for that content and then go purchase it. In the pilot, we don't have a purchasing mechanism, but we do envision down the road that they could purchase the content for the purposes of text and data mining through the service. So for now, essentially, using this tool, you can get access to the content that you've subscribed to, and anything that you haven't subscribed to, you can see the metadata for that. And that's just a useful service for the researchers. And the way I mentioned before, the PubGet piece, we do access an API that PubGet has that each organization, we can see the organization's holdings and understand what they're subscribed to and what they aren't. So when they see their search results, they can actually filter by subscribed and unsubscribed content. Getting into kind of the detailed features here, the users can search and access the service. The concept is based on specific projects. So a researcher comes in with a project around a specific topic. They define a broad search term like lung cancer. They bring back a corpus that's broad, and then they further refine it in using their own custom filters or using other terms. They can search within that set to just get the set of documents that they want to mine across. The pilot currently has a web interface, but we're working actively on an API so that they can do this programmatically, which is an important thing for a lot of these researchers. We think that the API is actually going to be used more than the web interface. Obtaining a standard license, so just access to the service is going to put you under a license for that subscribed content and clearly define what you can and can't do. Creating result sets from subscribed and unsubscribed, I talked about that. And we hope to have a purchase mechanism down the road for the unsubscribed content. And the users, at the end of their project, they define this set, they click download, and they can get the content zipped up in an archive file, essentially a set of XML documents that they can then load into their mining tools and mine across. So that's hopefully that gave you a good high-level view of the service, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Thank you, John.
All right, great.
Timing.
So right now we just let in our first user a couple weeks ago, and we're going to be, we have about half a dozen users who are going to be using this. We're kind of staging it. We hope it's sort of dependent on how much use we get and what we can learn and how quickly we can learn, but we'll be running it, I think, through the summer and into the early fall, and then hopefully at that point make a decision about whether or not we're going to commercialize this and create a real service out of it.
Okay.